Today, visiting with Boone Mayor John Slett. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Good morning.
Here we are on a day after a city council meeting.
Exhausted.
Had a lot of different things happening. Well, you had a lot of different things that were happening, too.
Good.
I'm going to go to the, we'll talk about the meeting later, but the press release that the city came out with yesterday.
Yeah.
And was talked about at the meeting last night, and that is you are really going after trying to get an organized effort for dealing with some of the issues at the crossings in town and some of the other things. And actually, late last week, had somebody from Federal Railroad Authority showed up.
Thanks to Councilman Mormon and the delegation we sent out to Washington, D.C. They met with Senator Ernst and explained our frustration with the crossings being blocked all the time. And just like that, they had somebody here kind of monitoring the situation, gave us some good ideas on what we should do. And one of the big things is they want to hear from residents. They don't necessarily want to hear from the city. We've called and complained.
You've done this in the past. You've said, people, we need people to make the call individually. You can get five calls to the communication center to the mayor.
Yeah.
And that's registered. When you call the UP, that's one call.
That's one call. So we need residents to call. And so this happened to me personally, firsthand. So two weekends ago, I guess it was, I pulled up. Of course, there was a train stopped. And they keep talking about this, and I've talked about it as well, this toll-free number, call this toll-free number. I had to edge up as close as I could get to the gate to read that number. So if you're the first car, you can read it. You just got to get up there close enough. If you're the second car on back, you can't read it. And you're obviously not going to try to read it as you're crossing. So I called that number, prompted me through a variety of different prompts. Is this an emergency? Is this a non-emergency? Are you setting in a block? Da, da, da. So I went through all these prompts, never did get to speak with anybody. And then I finally got to an area where I could leave a message. So I said, explain the situation. Please call me back. No one's ever called me back. So that was on a Sunday. I reached out to City Administrator Scare that same day. I said, listen, you can't read these signs. You know, the railroad, I think, purposely put them up that way so you can't hardly read them. Let's make our own signs. And so we've reached out to the railroad, told them we're going to put our own signs at these intersections. Immediately, we were contacted back. Well, you're going to have to talk to our legal team, da-da-da, which is fine. So we're ready for that. But I think we should have bigger signs with that toll-free number. So if you're five cars back, you can read it. You can call that number, and that will help generate some of these calls. If you got a pen handy, I've got the number right now. So if you're listening and you want to, so it's 1-800-848-8715. 1-800-848-8715. And this is, so if there's a blocked train, you're sitting there. You know, if it's blocked just for a minute or two, I understand that. We all get that. But these are sitting 15, 20, 25 minutes. There's one sitting there right now. Or what? It's still there?
Still there.
Okay. Well, it's been there at least 15 minutes. I can tell you that. It's ridiculous. We've spent over $600,000 of city money to help with this overpass where the railroad indicated that, of course, they don't never give you for sures, but they thought that would help move trains out because I think they're building trains out of that yard office at times. They're switching off boxes and whatever.
Move more to the east.
Yep. Move them to the east. Open up these intersections. I'm stressed. This is a public safety issue. If we can't get police and fire and ambulance, any emergency services up to the north side, and we have an issue, we're going to lose somebody, and it's unfortunate. But I've complained about it, and I'm not going to give up. So
keep working.
Well, see, you got me going now.
And I should. Well, and people, you know, will say, well, give them a ticket.
Yeah.
Well,
here's the other thing. I've had engineers. I've got a lot of friends that are on the railroad. It's not the employees that are on those trains. They don't dictate where they stop this train or where it start, whatever. I've had them call me from the edge of town saying, listen, I tried to stop out here on the edge, but they've made me pull this thing on in. And then they'll set. And they keep track of the time as well for me. So they care. Those people care. A lot of them live in this community and they care. It's the folks higher up, and we've indicated to them the problems. They've indicated to us that we're just a small little artery in their whole system. But I said, well, we've got a problem.
That was one of the things, the group that did go to Washington. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just for Boone, Ames, Nevada.
Yeah.
We're all had the same kind of issues.
So, you know, it's unfortunate. And of course, then, you know, our only access now, well, I guess if we had to go clear out to the new overpass, excuse me, but we have an underpass, which they don't do them anymore. If you talk to anybody, because obviously this weekend it was flooded out due to the heavy rains, but it creates a real, it's a safety issue. And of course, we can't get a fire truck under that thing anyway. So we've got it. They gamble every time a call. They look to see if they can get across the tracks. If, you know, it's tough. But I'm worried about the safety of our residents, not the profitability of the railroad. Okay? They're building these trains 3 miles long. It's a cost-saving thing they're doing. I've talked to a lot of people. Okay? You got to work with us and help us. And, you know, I've always been very supportive. I've worked with them on parking issues. I've done a lot of things for the railroad, but it's time for them to step up and help us.
So in this case, again, you do have a press release out there, and also the, we'll point out the FRA, the Federal Railroad Authority, the representative. He actually pointed out some website information available where people could make contact and emphasized, again, individuals need to call.
Yes.
And that's probably one of the few groups that can get anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, or do anything to you.
It seems like they do. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. It's at noon, constantly around that noon time. And then at 5 p.m., I mean, you couldn't pick three worse times. And, I mean, they seem to just know how to hit it. And it's unfortunate. But I want to make sure that we can get our vehicles across those tracks and help people.
Okay. Well, again, this is a release. I know that you've got information that'll be coming out. I'll get that posted for you online.
Hopefully, I can get my signs up.
Yeah.
I want to get some bigger signs.
Bigger signs.
Number and, yeah.
With the phone number, and or you could do like some truck drivers do, just put it into automatic redial.
Yeah, you could. Yeah,
and well, that's
you're right.
When they were sitting out here at courts, that's what they started doing, and all of a sudden you notice, now we don't even have courts.
No.
Anyhow, that's a whole other thing that was mentioned last night, getting some signage to let them know, go out to S Avenue and come into the industrial park. And again, eventually, we're hoping that with all of their GIS and stuff like that, that they'll get back out there. But some of them are starting to make their way into town. And once again, if they head for the viaduct, they're not going to make it under there.
They're not going to make it. It's a mess.
So we have to put another sign up there or something?
We may have to. We've talked about more signage before entering that viaduct area. Just to, I mean, I think they would know, but obviously it's happened a lot where they get stuck under there. But
still does.
Yep.
All right. So last night, council did find out from the county that, yes, Boone also is going to receive some of their American recovery money. You guys had your share. You've already designated it for all kinds of different projects out there. In fact, one of the ones that's using some of that dollars will be coming up here shortly, and that's going to be work on the fire department expansion.
Yes.
So on the actual building of the...
Right. So, yeah, we're excited about that. Yeah, I want to thank the county supervisors. This is never had. This is awesome. I thought it was great. They Supervisor Bryant attended our meeting last night, made a presentation, and gave the city of Boone $20,000. We have to fill out it's kind of like a grant. We have to fill out the
application
and kind of list what we would use it for. But very nice of them. We really appreciate it. I know they give some of the other cities in Boone County some money as well, but I want to thank them. I really do appreciate it. So
that's one of the things that I'm pretty sure you'll find projects.
We will.
there's a few. I know they're looking like if we're any buildings that need any work or, and you've been doing a lot of folks, if you haven't been up to City Hall lately. Yeah. You've been doing a lot of preservation work, painting, making some improvements in there.
Looks
as
nice,
well.
So
it's getting,
getting there.
Doing good. It's an older building, so preservation, that's a big thing. Speaking of which, we did have the folks from the Downtown Boone Beautification Project, or actually the I'll just call it the Boone Downtown Committee.
Right.
What they brought was kind of a beautification project, but about tree planting and things like that. Mm-hmm. Basically, they got an arborist and brought in some things, and I know there have been issues with trees in the parking. It's been one of the challenges, and sidewalk damage is one of the results of that.
It is. They gave a presentation last night, and the arborist spoke about, you know, nowadays they use different types of trees to plant in downtowns because obviously they're surrounded by concrete and. So my issue has always been, if you're going to do it, and I told them last night, because they kind of wondered, where should we go from here? I said, put together a plan, bring it to us, indicating what I said, figure out what trees, but I said, find a tree that's not going to heave these sidewalks. I mean, that's a huge expense. You know, we're just passing it on and we're kicking the can down the road. There's sidewalk issues already. So I asked, are you going to remove the current trees? And it sounds like no, but there's, I think they should take a good look at some of those. And I drove through it this morning and there's some big trees there.
Oh, there are some.
Okay. But try to make it look uniform. These people, I mean, they're trying to put together a nice plan. This all kind of stems looking forward to the Main Street application that they'll be pursuing, and which is fine. And they did indicate they wouldn't be coming to the city for funding. They're going to try to raise the money on their own. They think it'll be somewhere around $20,000. Where they would need our help is if they did plant new trees, we would do the watering. And I think that would probably not be an issue. So
these are some of the things that, and again, they one of the things they wanted to find out if it was going to be something that the city would be a part of,
right,
would allow to happen. Now they'll start going to the property owners, the businesses, and
see if
saying,
they're interested.
You know, here's what we're thinking. What do you think? Get them involved. You know, we'll see.
We'll see. And, you know, I've talked to other communities and I've seen it in the past. You just got to be careful because you don't want to create an issue where you got all these birds all of a sudden or you have all these different things happening. And, you know, years ago it was pigeons downtown Boone. And I was just a little, but I remember. And the police department was down there helping eliminate some of the pigeons.
I remember your father.
Yes.
Spending a lot of time.
I just want to make sure whatever they do or decide that everybody agrees and we don't have those types of issues. So I know Ames years ago had an issue with birds and different things with trees they planted. So
I think
we've come a long way. So hopefully they can...
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Anyway, going that way. The council did last night. This is another one of those infill things that started out as a nuisance abatement. City did acquire some property, got it cleaned up, and then all of a sudden you had one of your realtors, or actually one of your developers, builders, make contact. They'd like to buy the lot. A couple of months ago they actually did, 1700 of 13th.
Yes. Yep. So, this will be an infill project. So this was a property that needed to come down, and that we made that happen. And so now we talk about infill. That's these lots that are empty now. And because when we did our comprehensive plan years ago, we looked at where's new development going to be and then how much actual infill are we going to have. So the infill talks about these old dilapidated properties that we've taken down or we've worked hard for years to get some of these down. But now this is what's happening. Some of these, and it helps these neighborhoods.
We also got a chance to see a little preliminary, some of the discussion that's going on with Cading Properties, again, from Urbandale. They have they want to acquire the 15 acres the city has down on the south side by South Marion and West Park. They are looking right now. The most recent idea has been about 128 residential facilities there.
This is pretty impressive.
Again, we're talking duplexes, triplexes, but all single story. That was one thing they emphasized.
Yeah, and these are all market price, so whatever the market bears really is what these things will. It's not low income, it's not whatever. I've had a lot of questions on this. Very impressive. We looked at the kind of a drawing of what it could look like, and it showed all the different units, and then it has a walking track within it. And but this is on the southwest part, if people are wondering where.
It would access off of South Marion, where it would. Yeah.
Right. So, zoning's kind of, is something we need to look at, change some zoning to make this thing happen. But I think it's going
to
go.
There's several steps that have to be taken yet. So the folks are going to hear a lot more about this going forward. Let's see. We did have rezoning out the industrial park. Speaking of rezoning, a 40,000 square foot warehouse facility out there. And this is going to be on the north side of the industrial park road.
Yep. So,
that's going forward. And a very lengthy review of the water situation out there.
Yes.
Let's see. One of the other things, we did have Waylon Andrews talking about citywide cleanup wrapped up. According to his numbers, it went pretty well.
It did. 148 tons. I think that was right. 148 tons, which is about kind of where we've been the last few years. You know, some years we see a spike. First of all, thanks to the county, they waived the first 65 tons. Appreciate that. They have been doing that for years now with us. But a big shout out and a big thank you to the Public Works people. They worked hard. They kept it moving too. I mean, and I still see a few things that I think people put out after the fact. We didn't miss anybody, but they worked hard. They worked together. They've got a good system in place, and I think the community really appreciates it by the amount of things that were put out. So I want to thank them. I mean, because it's 2 weeks out of their time that we basically set aside pretty much everything. It's all hands on board, and everybody's in there working, and did a great job. So
I think the
got a little warm at times.
It did. So. Fortunately, we didn't get any big rainfall while it was going on. Which soaked everything down. One of the other things was this year you had a different provider that was located at City Shed, but yep. Picket Salvage, and yep. It sounded like people. It went pretty well with them, too.
Yeah. We had a resident last night that spoke and very impressed. He pulled in. They opened his tailgate, took the stuff out. I don't think he even got out of the vehicle. So
they said, thanks, nice. Goodbye.
Yep. But that's all part of it. That's part of the whole system and putting this thing together. And, you know, this, I got to give you some credit as well, because you and I created the committee that we started this thing up back in 04, 05.
Yeah. It was a while ago.
That and the downtown flowers have still stuck and
still hanging in there.
Still going.
Still hanging in there. Which, by the way, on the downtown thing, think back of with the trees that were planted there and the stuff like this. Yeah, we know, it's been 30-some years since anything was last done down there. Outside of replacing a couple of our people lights that we lost in the derecho.
Well, I think it's one that you just kind of take them for granted now, the trees, because you drive through. Well, I really took a look this morning when I came through, and I mean, like the one by U.S. Bank, that's huge. There's some big trees down there.
There's some work needs. Yeah, you got to take care of them.
Yep.
One of the other things, and this was a project that Waylon Andrews had actually brought forward, again, after last June's heavy rain, we had some people that had some issues. And so he targeted that particular area, Boone Green, South Boone and South Green, I guess, and wanted to do lining in there.
Yes.
And, man, found a ton of structural things that really were a challenge, but did get it done. The lighting did get done.
It took them some time. You're right. They had some issues as they got in there. I think they found some problems. So this, which is good to know, because I think this will all help that flow so much better now. And I live kind of in that area that's more south of me, and they've had a lot of issues down there for years. I've watched it. It kind of pools down that way. So I'm glad to see that get done. Hopefully that alleviates any issues for those folks that had backups and different things. But we try to target those areas that are having the biggest problems. And
this was one of the immediate impact things.
It was.
Another issue that people are going to hear about coming out today, because this is something that they're involved with on the public work side as well, is the sump pump inspections.
Yes.
You've all of a sudden got a lot of people coming up with different things. You want to try to get out the correct answers.
We do. We want to get some more information. I don't know what happened, because this has gone so smoothly for all the phases we've done so far. Now all of a sudden we had some issues where all of a sudden people are saying, they're making me put a sump pump in, they're making me do this. A lot of that is not correct, and we're going to get the correct information out there. They may recommend you get a sump pump. They're not saying you have to, but they'll tell you if any corrections need to be made. I've talked to some different people that have an existing pipe coming out of their floor. Well, they want that either brought up higher and then closed off. So what's happening is when that water that's getting into these basements is going into the sanitary sewer, and they're trying to avoid that. So they'll tell you if you need a sump pump. A lot of people don't even have one. And so I've had people call, what do I do? Just, I said, let them in, show them you don't have a sump pump. And I mean, they're going to be out of there. So yeah, things got, I think there was some misinformation put out. We will correct that. A company that we use, Concept Works, who actually identifies things like that, and then they'll get the correct information out. Okay. So,
well, there will be more on that. Folks will be able to hear about that.
If you have any questions, just call City Hall, and we'll be glad to help answer it. And I just don't want people to get the wrong information.
One of the other things coming up here, because I'm going to run out of time, which I don't want to do, but did want to say we do have work going up north, starting to see some concrete up there. And fortunately, they had their retention basin in place.
Yeah.
Again, we're talking about
amazing the dirt work that was done up there. Yeah. Unbelievable. So if you drive, if you get a chance, go up north if you don't get up there often. But it's just amazing. And so that project's going to get going. We're excited about that. We've just got a lot of growth and a lot of development that's happening. And I think Councilman Mormon indicated last night, over the next 18 months to 2 years, you're going to see a huge amount, a huge spike in housing in this community. So we're excited about it.
One of the other things within the next week or two, expect to have West Park Avenue in South Marion.
Yes.
That paving will start to go.
Long overdue. We've been wanting that for a long time, but it's always been about the money. So
it's been, anyway, got her all paid for, though. That's good.
That's
get
right.
the upfront. Otherwise, donations, contributions certainly can be made for fireworks.
Fireworks, you bet. And it is on the 4th. I still get a few calls. And Boone, we do them on the 4th. And I've always wanted to keep it that way. If it would rain, I know there's a rain day, if that would happen. And I think I've only had to do that once in 20 years is where we moved it. But so, yeah, any donations would be great. We try to budget as much as we can. We raise the rest through donations. And if you make a check out to the city, just put down in the memo fireworks, and I can guarantee you it'll go to that account.
Goes to that account. And that's where it gets spent. So
going up.
And people drive safely when you're going around town. We do have the one new stop sign.
I was out early this morning. Yep, a new stop sign by DMAC and on Hancock there.
Hancock.
And so be careful there. We've tried to let people know that. A lot of things going on south side down by the family medicine.
Yep.
There's
sewer line work
sewer
there.
Sewer line on both on Marshall and on Story. So just follow the signs and be careful.
All right. Thanks for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you.